celebrating sort of the, or marking the 20th anniversary of the Bob Lazar story, Area 51, S4, flying saucers in government hangars. Also joined by John Lear and Gene Huff. I know a lot of you have questions for this trio, and we'll get right to the phones as soon as we come back on Coast to Coast AM. Welcome back. We're in the final hour with Bob Lazar, Gene Huff, John Lear. We're opening the phones in just a moment, Bob. You had said earlier there are a lot of Lazar imposters out there on websites and Facebook and things of that sort. A couple of the listeners had written in saying they were curious about a site they found that had artwork and drawings and things of that sort, whether that you were related to that in any way.
No.
Is that, could that be John Ferret's old site?
Well, that's BobLazar.com. Now, that, yeah, I'm not talking about that site. That's John Ferret, a friend of mine, and he essentially put all the, I don't know what the status is, but he put essentially the bulk of my story online and drew all the graphics concerning the reactor technical aspects. Measurements, that sort of thing, everything that I knew at the time. Now, that's a separate website that I wasn't involved in, but certainly knew about. These other ones, I'm talking about the social network groups, you know, the MySpace, Facebook, that type of thing. None of those have anything to do with me.
Okay, going to the phones, east of the Rockies,
George.
Fred. Yeah. Hello? East of the Rockies, Fred in Florida, are you there?
Fred.
Okay, how about George. West of the Rockies? What were you going to say?
I was going to say that it's important to clarify that what they just heard is that Bob Lazar isn't even involved with BobLazar.com, much less the other website. So that was pretty interesting
right.
statement, actually. Okay, go ahead.
West of the Rockies, 007.5 in Southern Cal. Are you there?
Well, hello, everybody.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing better than ever. This is my birthday, 55 today.
Happy birthday.
Well, thanks. I wanted to tell a true story. In 2001, I was up in the mountain above Palm Springs. They call it Idlewild.